News 97 and 98, News Director Steve Rubo with you. You know, last week I was letting you know that the U.S. Forest Service is sending out grants to restore some projects within the Great Lakes, and they've sent money to various groups. One of the groups, though, I noticed, was Trout Unlimited. And there's a relatively new chapter for Trout Unlimited in this part of Michigan, and it covers Pier Marquette. So I said to myself, you know, I really haven't done a lot about Trout Unlimited lately. Let's find out more about this Pier Marquette chapter of Trout Unlimited with the president of that group. His name is Glenn Price, and he joins us. Mr. Price, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Steve. I'm honored to be here.
Well, this is good to talk about this because, you know, I kept thinking to myself, Trout Unlimited, I'll bet you deal with a lot more than just trout. This is a more of a conservation type group, isn't it, Glenn?
Well, yes, but the whole premise of Trout Unlimited from its founding, which was actually founded in Michigan nationally, is, you know, the preservation of the cold water resource, the trout. But in order to protect trout and the environments in which they live, obviously it becomes, you know, very conservative minded in its approach. Because if you lose the habitat, you lose the trout. Simple as that.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been hearing all kinds of stories over the past few years about Asian carp and what it could do to sport fishing, including trout. I'll bet you guys have your eye on that, too.
Well, what we do, among other things, the Asian carp's just one of, you know, many invasive species, sea lampreys, you know, et cetera. And, you know, in particular, a couple of things that are unique to the Pier Marquette that some of your listeners might not know is, first and foremost, the Pier Marquette River is the home of brown trout in North America. In April of 1884, the U.S. Fish Commission released the first planting of German brown trout fry into North American waters, here into the Baldwin River, a tributary of the PM. So our legacy is that all the other brown trout in North America, you know, basically are descendants, right? So bit of history there. And then the other bit is that with all of the streams and rivers in the Great Lakes Basin, the only river without a single dam from headwaters to the big lakes is the Pier Marquette River. So there's no upstream barrier to something like an Asian carp or a sea lamprey. So two very unique things. And then the other is there's planting of certain species, but all of our steelhead, for example, are wild spawning and native. So it's a very special resource. And, you know, that's really why PMTU, Pier Marquette Trout Unlimited, was founded. There was already 21 Trout Unlimited chapters in Michigan, but, you know, some very forward-thinking, conservation-minded folks around Baldwin area and people who just love the Pier Marquette got together and launched this idea. And because of those special attributes I talked about, it wasn't hard to convince the National Trout Unlimited that we needed a designated chapter and that there would be community support for it. So that's how we came to be. And now we're in our fifth year, Steve.
Oh, okay, fifth year. You know, speaking of getting the public behind this, why don't you first of all give us your website for the PM chapter of Trout Unlimited and tell us, you know, what kind of help could we give you?
Sure. So the website is www.pmtu.org, PMTU. It's called the Pier Marquette River, but its nickname is the PM. So PMTU.org, and then if you search Pier Marquette Trout Unlimited on Facebook, there's a ton of resources there through the Facebook page as well. You know, we're a group of passionate, dedicated, conservation-minded individuals, and collectively a group that's interested to preserve the beauty and magnificence of the resource that we have today, because it's something that can't just be recreated if certain aspects of it are lost. You know, you mentioned the Asian carp. We've got zebra mussels. We've got, you know, all types of different things that are, you know, continually coming at us. Erosion's a big one, but it's just such a special resource that if we don't do what's right to preserve it, then we're going to lose what we have today. And what we have today is locally famous, regionally famous. It's world famous, Steve. People come from everywhere. And it's just such an awesome resource in many ways, even just beyond the trout fishing, that we just hope people can learn more about the river and, you know, develop a love and embrace and help us out and volunteer and have some fun and learn things doing it.
It's got to be one of the most beautiful rivers we've got in Michigan. I mean, it winds around. It's pretty windy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The main stream is 66 miles from its headwaters in Baldwin, where the middle branch and the little south branch join at the forks. And in that section below Baldwin is very popular with canoeists and fishing enthusiasts. In about, for every mile it travels linearly towards Ludington, it goes about, you know, 3 miles of river, just serpentines back and forth. You know, it's a relatively mild swiftness, and so all skill levels of canoeists and folks who want to get out on rafts and stuff can, you know, really get out and have an adventure around every corner. It's just gorgeous.
It sure is, yeah. So it's a lot more than just trout fishermen that really, you know, care about the PM. And it is really unique, as we were hearing from Glenn Price. It's the only river in the Great Lakes Basin that doesn't have one dam on it. I mean, it's a free flow.
That's correct. And, you know, right now, if you take a look out on the website or the social media pages of, you know, the many guides, outfitters, lodges that help people to enjoy this, you're going to see just amazing fresh run steelhead coming off of Lake Michigan right now. And the ability to stand in a free-flowing, crystal-clear, unpolluted, natural setting and hook these magnificent fish on a fly, you know, in tight quarters, is just, it's world-class. There's no other way to describe it. And, you know, I just took my boat out. One of the other things we're doing is counting the spawning grounds. We're doing data surveys. So there's lots going on, so we have data to compare. And, you know, I just dropped my anchor, and I heard this rustle. And I said, man, you know, that's got to be a deer. And, you know, I just dropped my anchor and stood up, and I watched the buck chasing the doe on a peninsula. You know, just there's eagles, there's herons, there's merganser. You're going to see everything and anything in Michigan, you know, wildlife-wise, when you come out on this river on any given day. It's gorgeous.
And hopefully, folks, you will agree and will check out PMTU.org. Who knows? Maybe you'll want to join Trout Unlimited, the PM chapter. It's PMTU.org. It's short for Pierre Marquette, TroutUnlimited.org, PMTU.org. And Glenn Price happens to be the president of that chapter, and he has painted a wonderful picture of not only the river itself, but the efforts, too, to keep it as pristine as possible, and that's what Trout Unlimited is doing. Glenn Price, thank you so much for your time today.
No, you're more than welcome. And, you know, we're invite anyone interested to get a hold of us. Steve gave you the information, and love to have you. And as we move forward, we'll be looking for ways to increase membership and opportunities to volunteer and give back and, you know, have some fun doing it. So thank you, Steve.